begin the current daf, Masech is getting up and involved. We begin the Mishnah, he's getting to his mouth to bring the Gemara. He told him, he loved the Malka, to be not the king, Yerushalayim would not be given over to you. So it starts out with the Mishnah, what do you mean? Yerushalayim wasn't given over to him. Didn't conquer it. But Titus, Kavakum says, Titus, however, given the Kavat Tzara, Lashalashim, since he laid siege to it for 3 years, Abba Kavnan, there was already famine. Have a Kavat Tzara, so it's like it was practically given over to him. And therefore it was an appropriate statement. Next, there's not the Melgam and Nasa Ness. It was a miracle. He was stabbing at the prey. That's why Dam Mechulu and blood was coming out from it. So it's actually idea. This is to let us know the kosher looking at Malcolm that it was harsh in front of our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Chumim is a midrash. The shocking is a midrash as if God Himself was bleeding from the pareches. Next, says Master begins with the Melgam. Nikkei b'meichas ayin shon. And this little yitush was knocking at his skull, his brain for 7 years. And so says, how is it possible 7 years? Lenas and Trev Bakal, he didn't become a Trev like that, which takes bother. Trev only was 12 months. Because of their chait menechness, it came to his nostril, but like Nikabakrim, it didn't penetrate the membrane. But like more, but Yeshchilik ben Trev is the other than the behemoth. There's also differences between the moral defect of an animal and of a human, because Bishop Barry come the Ibn of Zayn and Adalas. So there, although that we know for an animal, this would be a Trev, but again, either because it came through the nose, or because it's a human being, and the human being would be different than an animal, therefore it could have survived.